Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah Rabbil Alemin. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huvel hayyul kayyum ve tûbi ileyh. Eslevü tevbete vel mahfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevvâbur rahîm. وَعَفَّ عَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَعَفَّ عَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَعَفَّ عَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَنُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكُ يَا قُدُّوسُ يَا حَافِظُ يَا اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلُ يَا اللَّهُ الْآخِرُ يَا اللَّهُ الظَّاهِرُ يَا اللَّهُ الْبَاطِنُ يَا اللَّهُ خَيْرُهُ وَشَرُّهُ مِنْ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشف لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله من آياتنا صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kerim Glory to him who carried his servant by night from the sacred mosque to the remote mosque whose precincts we blessed that we might show him our signs. The ninth year after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he declared his prophethood on the 26th of Rajab, and in that year it fell on a Thursday. He was at the Kaaba and the kuffar of the Quraysh came one by one and insulted him terribly. That night, terribly saddened, he went to bed. And in a hadith related by Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salam came, woke him. They went to the Kaaba, they opened his blessed chest, took out his heart and cleansed it and washed it and put it back and sewed his chest. And he was transported from Masjid Haram to Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa, and from there he was brought by Allah Ta'ala up to seven heavens and above, where he visited the Arsh, the Kursi, the Jannah, the Jahannam, and past Sidrat al-Muntaha, which even Jibreel alayhi salam cannot pass, and met with Allah Ta'ala and talked with him 90,000 words. He says that 30,000 of it he has confided into those who have understanding. 30,000 of those was told to us Ummat Muhammad, and 30,000 is between him and Allah Ta'ala. There are numerous hadiths about all what he has seen, what he has done during this timeless moment when he came back to his bed, that his bed was still warm and the leaf which he touched while he was leaving was still moving. When next morning he announced that to the Quraysh, many Muslims, just like us, oh indeed, better than us, because they were living at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left Islam, not believing what he said. So I think for us, perhaps the greatest importance of the celebration of the day of Miraj is to test our faith. You all know a kafir by the name of Ubay ibn Halaf one day came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had in his hand some rotten human bones, and he crushed them in between his fingers and blew it to the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, tell me, is that what Allah is going to bring back to life? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, as he has brought us in the first place to this life, he will bring us back to life again after we die. And you will see the punishment which you will receive for your denial, and I will see the reward of my faith on that day. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Yasin, in response to this incident, says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, does not man see we created him from a drop of life germ, and lo, he is in open dispute, and he compares himself to us and forgets his own creation and says, who will give life to rotten bones? Say, he will give life to them as he created them at first. Allah Ta'ala has given a mind. Indeed, Abu Jahil had a mind also. He was one of the most intelligent men amongst the Quraysh. That mind I can only judge with my own. My mind does not know what will happen in 60 seconds from now. My mind, alas, is not even capable to realize and to count the blessings of Allah Ta'ala which I receive every second of my life. That mind may be able to make an atom explode. That mind may be able to build bridges and skyscrapers. But that mind, I repeat, does not know what is happening in 1 minute, nor does he know the blessings of Allah Ta'ala on us. So with that mind of us, we have to admit it is very difficult for us to believe that the hereafter, anything beyond and behind this world exists. Unless Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq. Unless we are able to put the eyeglasses of Quran al-Kareem on our eyes. Unless we truly follow Islam and we really feel the light of taslimiyah, of submission to Allah Ta'ala and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With this mind, if we did not know a walnut or a pumpkin, if we haven't ever seen it in our lives, a walnut and a pumpkin, and if somebody would show us a huge tree and a little miserable looking plant on the ground and would ask us, where did the pumpkin come from and where did the walnut come from? This mind will figure it out that the big the pumpkin is, the big that the tree is, that is a pumpkin tree. And that little plant on the floor, that is where the walnut must come from. Till Allah Ta'ala taught us that us, we come from a couple of drops of dirty water, what Allah Ta'ala calls in Surah Yasin, the life germ. Our ancestors, thousands of years ago, there was always a primordial urge to try to know the secret of birth and the secret of death forever since man stepped on this planet. They thought that the woman had their periods when they were not pregnant, and they stopped having their periods during their period, and they associated that with the moon. So in the sense of creation, they thought that the moon was the father, not the husband, and the woman they considered as a goddess, because life came from her. Later when men discovered how to grow things, they figured out that the sun and the water are essential for the growth of plants. So they thought that sun and water was divine. So how this mind of ours is going to believe that such a thing is possible even today, when we have got equipment to listen, a spaceship which we sent to the Mars, but even today it is very hard for us to realize that in a split second, somebody may go to visit Allah Ta'ala and come back and tell us about it. And indeed, in the morning of the Miraj, when Abu Jahil heard about what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, he asked him to visit him. And Rasulullah went to visit him. And he said, get up and lift one leg up. Rasulullah did lift one leg up and standing on one leg. And he said, then lift the other leg up too. Rasulullah said, Ya Ebu Cehil, I cannot, I will fall. And you claim that you cannot even stand up this much above this ground. You claim that you went and visited seven heavens and visited Allah Ta'ala. Ya Ebu Cehil, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did not say I went. I said that Allah Ta'ala has brought me. Then another incident. Then Ebu Cehil went to visit Hazreti Ebu Bekir Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And he said, Ya Ebu Bekir, have you heard what your friend is claiming? He said, what? He claims that he has gone into heavens and come back in a split second. Ya Ebu Cehil, are you telling me this or did he tell you that? He said, no, how can I? I'm a reasonable man. How can I believe in such a ridiculous thing? It is he who said it. In this case, said Hazrat Ebu Bekir, I believe every word of it, that he must have done so. Indeed, this incident of Miraj and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the miraj of my ummah is the salat. And indeed, it is Allah Ta'ala's order that salat was made for us an obligation. It's the gift with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought us from his visit to Allah Ta'ala. It's a test for us. Are we thinking like Abu Jahil, or are we thinking as Hazrat Abu Bakr? What's the difference between them? They are both very intelligent people. But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq as tawfiq is the gift of Allah Ta'ala of an understanding which beyond our minds here. But that gift is only given to those of us that who has come to receive the light of submission, that they have been able to educate their egos, and they have been able to make their egos into a Muslim, that they have gone over their selfishness into the selflessness, and they enter Islam, leaving their self outside of the door, and they submit their small will to the greater will of Allah Ta'ala. And indeed, that they are able to adjust their sight with the instruction of the Quran al-Kareem. And indeed, they believe in the hereafter and in incidents such as the Miraj, because they do not use their little mind, but they use the understanding of their heart and the strength of their faith. Ya Rabbi, on the occasion of this day that you have blessed our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, above all the other messengers which you have sent, that you have spoken to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. But when he wanted to see you, you said, Ya Musa, you cannot see me. I will show myself to the mountain, and the mountain turned into dust. Ya Rabbi, you took beloved to yourself and you sent him back to us with all those gifts. Ya Rabbi, on that occasion when he saluted you, you responded, he also included us in the tahiyyat by saying, As-salamu alayna ala ibadullahi salihin. Ya Rabbi, for the sake of the Laylatul Miraj, bless this Jama'at and all of Ummat Muhammad, turning the Salat into the mirages as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised to us. And Ya Rabbi, include us into the Ahli Ibadullah Salihin. And indeed, Ya Rabbi, indeed we are your servants, but what we lack is the Islah. Ya Rabbi, bless Ummat Muhammad with sincerity and with Islam. Ameen. Bi Hurmati Sayyidina Mursaleen Ta'ala Yasin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ala Allahümme ya Basir, Allahümme ya Semî. Ya Rabbi, you have given us those two eyes on our head. But if those two eyes do not take lesson from what they see, they are nothing but our enemies sitting on our head. Ya Rabbi, you have given us those two ears to hear the truth. But if they only hear the gossips and lies and noise of this world, Ya Rabbi, they are two flaps, enemies on our head. Ya Rabbi, you have given us these hands. You have given us these hands to caress the head of the orphans, and to feed the poor, and to give to the ones who are in need. Not to slap, not to kill, not to destroy. Ya Rabbi, you have given us a heart to love, and indeed to love each other for your sake. For your beloved said that if we do not love each other for your sake, our iman is incomplete. But Ya Rab, we use this heart for hatred. You have given us this feet to stay steady on Surat al-Mustaqim. But Ya Rabbi, we use it to go away from you. Ya Rab, we have tyrannized ourselves. Have mercy upon Ummat Muhammad. Ya Rabbi, change our ways. Amen. Ya Rabbi, teach us the truth of Islam. Amen. Ya Rabbi, bless us with the adab of Muhammadi and adab of Quran al-Kareem. And as you have gathered us on this blessed Friday in this humble mosque, Ya Rabbi, gather us on the day of Yawmuddin in the safe place under the Riwayah, close to the one who you have sent, as Shafi'a al-Muzdadeen, Rahmatan lil-Alameen, Hazreti Muhammed Mustafa sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem. En ya Rabbi fırçal, ifbi esyum da adab-ı Muhammedi, adab-ı Kur'an-ı Kerim, that we will be worthy for the şefaat of Muhammedi. Ya Rabbi, bless this cemaat with the şefaat of Muhammedi. Amin. Hürmeti seyden mürselin, taha ve yasin. Allahümme salli ala seyyidina Muhammedin mahtere ve merevan ve takabel asaran ve kerara cedidan ve stekbel el ferkadan ve belik ve ruhahu ve ervahe ehli beytihi min attayyatü ve selam ve barik ve sellim aleyhi kesiren kesiren kesira ve sallallahu ala seyyidina Muhammedin ve ala cemil enbiyayı ve mürselin ve evliyayı ve salihin ve alâ melâiketike vel mukarrabîn ve alâ ehli teâtike etbâhine min ehl-i semâvâtu ve evlâdîn ve rıdvanallâhi teâlâ alâ âli Resûlullâhi ve ashâbî ecmaîn. Amin. Amin. Velhamdülillâhi rabbil âlemîn.